Just starting off, you guys know the narrative with Coach O'Brien, so we'll all find out Sunday. I just think as a, you know, really as an offense as a whole, we talk about just better execution. You know, the plays, you'd like to have really a few plays back, particularly the turnovers, you know, some drive-killing penalties, some drops, and some sacks. I mean, that's usually the equation in this league.
Could you talk about both the quarterbacks after watching them on film and how they played?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's plenty of plays between both of them we'd like to take back. But unfortunately, you can't. And the only thing to do from now on is to move on, learn from those. You know, in football, you only got one game a week, so you got to make every play count when you're out there. And I think that's what we're working on this week. Right. Well, and again, it comes down to execution. And also, I can, you know, from a play calling standpoint, we can help them out with some things. I think when I say we would like some plays back, I think from an offensive unit and coaches included, players, we're all in it together, and that's the way we look at it. So, you know, this week we can only just press forward and try to get better at those situations. I mean, all those are being considered. We had three big runs over 10 yards, so that helps out with your average. And unfortunately, the situation that we got into, you know, we threw the ball quite a bit. We'll try to balance that out and move on from there.
With the offensive line possibly shifting with Dwayne Brown's injury, does that lead you to play the quarterbacks a little bit different?
No, I mean, we've worked all the linemen in training camp as far as as many times as we could. You know, with Chris adding him later, you know, he may not have got as many reps as some of the other guys, but we mix the group. Coach Devlin does a good job of getting everybody reps in case of a situation like that, if that were to be the case. Well, it's been a lot quickly, and it's been a lot of extra nights for him. you know, every rep that he gets out there, he's not taking himself out. He's taking both show team reps and regular reps. So, you know, it's been important for him, and you know, so we'll keep, you know, pushing the pedal to the ground with that learning scale.
You happy with your receivers?
I think that, you know, they made some plays, and again, you know, they there's probably some plays that we'd like to rehash out there. That group has worked extremely hard. It's really a new group, a couple of them, a few of them. So, you know, this the offense with Timon, the communication, it's very important. They've put a lot of time into it, and you know, we just got to keep improving, because I think that those guys, along with us, would like to, you know, keep moving forward.
Georgia, in particular, Nate Washington, looked like he had a very good chemistry, and he worked the sideline very well. Is that pretty much all you could hope for from Nate beyond into the end zone for his debut with you guys? Is there shoes to fill with Andre Johnson taking over him?
Yeah, I mean, Nate's doing what he can to help the team, and you know, Nate's been a pro for quite a bit, so he knows how the game's played. He knows quite a bit with the personnel, and he does a good job of preparing, and I'm not surprised by the results. I mean, the thing I'll tell you about Nate is he's reliable. He comes out there every day. He practices. He's played a lot of years, like I mentioned, and he's out there practicing every rep. I don't see any reason to think that that's going to slow up just by his habits.
When's the last time you had two tight ends?
Yeah, I mean, this will be, you know, between CJ and Garrett, you know, they're going to have to be flexible and not only just do their role, but also when they're called on to do something else to try to take care of maybe a hole in the lineup, then, you know, they execute it. So, you know, again, we work some of these things in training camp. Hey, today's maybe a day where you only have these many players, so, you know, we're prepared from an offensive standpoint.
Fedor was made a really good catch for some yardage. Does that give you confidence maybe to use him like that?
Yeah, I mean, it was actually a broken play. I think the numbers we threw to the tight ends, you know, only a handful of times, but that was a big play because it, you know, sparked that drive, at least moving, you know, continuing to get positive yards. So, I mean, it was a great play. I'd like to have more of those, you know, made.
You mentioned targeting the tight end spot, Tom, the two receptions. Is there a different way you can implement them more this week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing was is the receivers were producing too. So, you know, we're going to try to use everybody if we can. I'd like to hit the backs more, like to hit the tight ends more, and you know, some of those plays with the receivers we'd like to have back too. So those players after practice and before practice were definitely, you know, back on to the next week, you know.
Sure, DeAndre owned up readily that it was really his fault in the interception because it wasn't where he was supposed to have been. I mean, obviously, very early in the game, just maybe nerves or that sort of thing. And what have you done to kind of get it?
Yeah, I mean, just for, you know, not to rehash the whole situation, but you know, from my perspective, it's not DeAndre's fault. I mean, there's a play that's called. There's an execution. There's, you know, it's more than one person. That's why it's a team game. That's how we view it offensively. Nobody points fingers. And we really take it from the coaching staff to the players in that order. And so, you know, that's the way we look at each play.
Tom,